and it rests on another fundamental premise, that violent criminals need to be held accountable.
State Representative T.J. Roberts of Burlington presents legislation in the Kentucky Senate Judiciary Committee that would define legal protections for firearm manufacturers. House Bill 78 would create the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Clarification Act. The legislation would codify state immunity for manufacturers and sellers of firearms against civil lawsuits arising from criminal misuse of their products.
And that generally speaking, the manufacturers of the weapon are not the ones that are responsible for the bad acts. So a gun store knows or should have known someone's going to commit a violent crime. They sell anyway. That lawsuit is still available. A gun store sells a firearm while knowing that a person is entering false information on a Form 4473. All of those remedies still are available, along with product defects.
Representative Roberts says these lawsuits aren't typically seen in other industries, but are readily in the gun industry. The bill would also ban local governments from passing laws or issuing regulations that do impose liability on gun sellers, manufacturers, and trade associations because of criminal misuse, alteration, or modification of firearms. House Bill 78 was approved in committee. It now advances to the full Senate for a vote. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Baglin.